The sugya completes itself on Daf Yudam and Aleph. In several Maaseh Rav. Who does the Kamid Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman's a Dayan. Omar Lei, Pesach Pasuach Matzosi. Omar Lei, Rav Nachman said to the Chosin, Omar Lei Rav Nachman, Asbu Kufi Mivrachosa. Asabu Kufri. He said, give him Malchus. Give him Malchus with a thorny bush, a thorny branch. Mivrachosa Chabita Lei. So he said he must have been, in order for him to know what a Pesach Pasuach is, so it must be that he had lived with Zonos. Zonos ir hazos, Shishma Birchosa. Habutus v'sheikh v'stomad lefonov. Mi'achish v'boki v'pesach basuach. The Gemara says, V'Rav Nachmanu do'omar meheman. But didn't Rav Nachman say we believe him? All right, so in other words, it sounds like that the Gemara learns the phrase Mi'brachosa chabitalei as being a question. Right? We should discuss how to read that line. But since the Gemara says afterward that the Ho Akasha, Rav Nachman to Omer Mehemen, when we answer Mehemen Umazbinon, so that means that the easiest way to read the Gemara is only Rav Nachman, Asbu Kufim Ibrachosa, give him Malchus. Asabu Kufi, give him Malchus. Mibrachosa Chabitale. He knows what he's talking about. He's hanging around with Zonos. Rav Nachman, who the Omer Behemoth, but Rav Nachman said at the top of the Omer, Omer Rav Nachman and Shmuel, Chachom and Tiglum and Lace Israel, Vehemem Inu. Shem Omer Pesach Pesuch Matzosi Neemon. So the Gemara says, and Chanavi, Rav Nachman, who the Omer Behemoth, he's believed. Right? Umas bin Le Kufre. And Rav Nachman was explaining himself and he was asking him a rhetorical question. How does he know what's happening? It must be that he was living inappropriately. Hayyotzim he calls that. Right? As Rav Nachman holds that the average chosan, if he comes forward the Taina Pesach Pesuach, only way he can make such a taina is if he was doing things that were inappropriate. All right. So Nachman says that we should give him malchus for being with Zonos. But he is nemonos, l'chayra l'gabe the ksuva, and l'chayra l'gabe shavi nafshe. How does Nachman, how we learn pshat in the komash when according to Rav Nachman? Hold on for a moment. That Rav Achi Mishane kan b'bocher kan b'nosei. Rav Achi explained that in the Maaseh Rabbah Rav Nachman, when Rav Nachman said mibrachosa chabitalei, it means Rav Nachman questioned and was dismissing him, as he has no nemonos. The Gemara says, but Rav Nachman holds, you have nemonos. No, you have nemonos if he's a nosoi. But a bocher is no nemonos. Right, so the two versions in Hadalim Shat and Rav Nachman's Psak Din. Guy comes in, so excited, he's able to mekayim the first Perek of Ktuvos, first Mishnah. He says Pesach Pesuach, and Rav Nachman gives him whips him, gives him Malchus, right? He asks, how is this supposed to work? Chazal did cartwheels in order to bring the guy into the Beis Din. They made a takon to get married on Wednesday. They made a loy plug that every person would do this in order that Kainim would come in and make a taina. And now the guy does really what he's supposed to be doing. He learned in the chasa class. He's supposed to come in. Chazal said, that's why you're getting married on Wednesday. Why is he getting married on Wednesday? So the Beis Din will be available on Thursday. So finally he comes into the basin because that's what the chosin teaches him to do. So he comes in on Thursday and then he walks out with Malchus. He says, isn't it strange? And the whole point was, according to Rashi, whole point was to bring the guys in order to do an exploration, a discovery, to figure out what's going on over here. In order that she shouldn't have lived Beiser. The Kohen shouldn't live Beiser. So why are we giving him Malkus? Who's going to come to Bezin and make a Pesach Mesuach after the story of Nachman? No, it's Nikasha. Unless it's different Kufas. Unless historically it's different. Different Zmanim. But let's first get Pshat in the Gemara. So Rav Nachman did. So Rav Nachman asbu kufrin. So the first pshat in Rav Nachman is that he says the guy is nemonos. A guy who says Pesach Pesuach, that means he's telling us I did things I shouldn't have done, and I know what I'm talking about, and we respond in kind. So we give him malchus, and we would pater from the ksuva. And probably Neman lo Yisrael. Second pshat of Rav Nachman is that Rav Nachman told us a chiddush. Rav Nachman said when the guy comes into Beis Din, if it's he's a bachur, he's got married, he has not been married before, so then we give him malchus. And if he'd been married before, so then we give him, then we award him the ksuba. Right? Now there's the first explanation of Rav Nachman is that the person does have the emonos, and the second explanation of Nachman already splits up the maskon of the whole sugya. The whole sugya of the emonos until now is going to be if he's not a bocher. If he's a bocher, tzerichi and gadol, ksuvi won't get. Is it shavi and avshe? Probably not. No. We go weiter. And we go weiter. Rav Gamliel, how would also come to Rav Gamliel? Omalei Pesach Pesuach Motzosi. Omalei, so now Rav Gamliel says to him, not so fast. Shem Tisom. Maybe you're able to go around the psulim. You want to know what that means? Em Shalachom Moshe will explain to you what I think. Lamod Avedoy Meliod Moshei Malach Veishin Loilo Veafelom. He thought if he goes off the path a little bit, Motzi Pasuach, and be able to sneak in, there's a break in the door. The pathway is a door. Right? If you have a picket fence, so the door is always in the pathway. But he couldn't know where he was going. So he went off the path. So therefore, who put a door? You don't put a door and you're off the path. So he found a break in the fence. So that's how he got in. He's not impressed. You say Pesach Pesuch, all right, so he probably found a space that was open. Not a meaningful report to Bezin. Some say Rebbe went after him. First, it was the laid back and said, you probably don't really know what you mean. I mean, you don't really know what you're talking about. Man, shouldn't l'chor, he means Shavi nav shechlich l'isura. What do you know? Neman l'afsida. Wouldn't Chazal say hemu hemu? It was chalik. Ikedamra was a different conversation. He said to him, Omalei, Shema v'mezit itisa, v'yakart l'dosha, v'yabra, maybe you v'mezit tried to go around the b'sulim and you took off the whole b'sulim. Yem shalcha, moshe l'mod, aridoim, l'onim shumalach v'yishon leila v'afeil, it's good, it's a very, very dark night. Hitam v'mezit, he comes to the door and it's locked, but he wants to get in, he has to get in. So Motzei Psuach, he turns the handle. No. So then he's able to get in. All right? So Lohita, he didn't have to go around. B'mezid, Motzei Nol, but if he yanks the whole door off, so then then in his mind, it was closed, but he yanked off the door and the door frame, and that's when there's nothing left. Huda also lekamei the Rav Gamliel, my Rebbe Omalei Rebbe Baalti leMatzosi Dom. Now it's the balance of the sugya that our happily ever after stories. Right? The balance of the sugya are where the guy comes in and says, I couldn't find dumb. Rabbi Gamliel takes it very seriously. Dumb is dumb. You know this, bud. That you don't have to be a bokeh, you don't have to be a bokeh, a nasi. Right? And in all these cases, the woman fought back and said, I'm Mesula. In all these cases, the Gamliel, the Dayanim designed a certain test. Gemaris even points out where Rabbi Gamliel did a control over the test, because he'd only heard about it. He didn't do the lab. He hadn't gone to the lab that semester, so he didn't have the practical. He wasn't sure, so he did his own experiment. But the rest of the sugya is a sugya avatainis domim. There the dayanim, they don't question anything, all right? And there the dayanim then have various ways of the, and where the woman said I'm a b'sula, and the dayanim devised various ways, and in all those situations, the woman was corroborated. All right. So our sugya of Pesach Pesuach is more or less done over here. What's the ending of the sugya? What's the Rav Gamliel's approach was to question the chosen. Shem Yitisa was amazing. Either, but that's not clear. Did he say to him, maybe you bechlal don't know what you're talking about? Or maybe you made sure that there's a Pesach Pesuach. So that's the that's Rav Gamliel's. Rav Nachman is a machloikas. What happened halacha lemaase? Right? What's the halacha lemaase of Rav Gamliel? What would you assume happened halacha lemaase? Gemara doesn't finish up. The Gemara says that Gamliel just pushed him, pushed back. What do you assume happened after that? How did he paskin? Was that?
It's fine. Nothing to worry about.
And he's not mafsid, he has a pidik suva, and probably not shavi and shachli disura. Okay. And Rav Nachman? How does Rav Nachman paskin? Halacha l'masa? What would he do? So if you hold the Rav Achoy,
sounds fine.
In which case, according to Rav Achoy, in which case would Nachman dismiss it?
Rav Achoy.
According to Rav Achoy, in which case? According to Rav Nachman, according to Rav Achoy. Was that?
By a bacher.
So in other words, we would say, so what's the kamashbalan According to Gamliel, what's the Kamash? According to Rachai, the Kamash Malon is Kamash Malon if the guy is a Nosoi. I might have thought that the guy doesn't know what he's talking about and therefore you can't shef Shavi and Avshay. Kamash Malon, if he's been married before, then we'll give him credibility. Right? It's different from what we said before. We thought Kamash was a Chiddush. Kamash Malon, that even though he's not a Baki, he can have Shavi and Avshay. He's not a Baki, Chazal still gave him the Amonis. Or Kamash Malon, that he probably is a Baki. Right? That's the way we're holding right now. Now we come Allah Lamaise. Gamliel says, sounds like he's not governed to Kamash Malon. It's Chalik of the Kamash Malon. Could be, Chalik of Malazar. Right? How about Rav Nachman? Nachman and Amora, right? So what was Rav Nachman? So according to the second day, Rav Nachman is also chalik on either he's being mafarish or being chalik. the way that we've been learning until now is chalik on Rabbi Elazar. According to the first mahalach, when the Gemara says mehemen umasbina, what's pshat then? Mehemen umasbina. No, he's chalik on Rabbi Elazar. He's mekabel Rabbi Elazar. Mekabel. Right, he says. So the Gemara, so the sugya says that the simple reading of Nachman's case is I hold like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Kamash Malon," that the bacher is a baki. So he learned Shana Rabbi Elazar is Kamash Malon. The bacher was fooling around. Guy says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So I might think that he's a bacher. You know, I should be matul safek. I should dismiss it. Kamash Malon, Vibrachosa Chabitalei. And he gets Malkus. That's the Kamash Malon. He says Pesach Pesuach. So, Hey Meminu means Chazal said, even though it's litigation, how can even Machai Yisrael Ksuva have a contract and then turn around and say, based on his own tainted testimony. So hey, maybe knew. Right? Even though he has, according to the first day in Rav Nachman, he knows what he's talking about, because we're choishesh, then he knows what he's talking about. According to the, and Rav Loz would say also, Hashem Neshekali Yisera. And Rav Nachman said, and not only that, they give Malkus. So I have a kasha, that it sounds like it's Rav Nachman created a disincentive to come in and say Pesach Pesuach. It's a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Because the Tanoim created a Takonas Chazal to get married on a Wednesday. And if there's a Hegman coming to town, all right, you can get married on Tuesday. They didn't take away the Takona. And Rav Nachman passes it in, it seems to undermine the Takonas, the Tanoim. Again, it doesn't go against the Tanoim, but it seems to undermine what the Tanoim wanted to accomplish. And it could be different kufa. It could be Rav Nachman said, invite kufa. This is what I got to do. I don't know. It's a Rechian. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Peiro shel kush and moitzi shemer al bas Yisrael. They gave him Malkus. Sing Lashon Hara. Sherei mishaker. Worse than Lashon Hara. Harei mishaker. V'chizoynois chabutois lefonov shiye boki. Hilchoch loy mehem. Right, so Tosfos learns pshat. How can we believe him? He's not believed. No. Mehemen, he's believed. The Ari Bibacher. And Rav Achi says the way goes with the Kasha. Kasha was Vibrachosa Chavitalei. What's going on? So Rav Achi says in a Chanami. That's what Rav Yechanan, that's what Nachman was saying. I will only give him Malkus if he's a Bacher. Because he's a Meshaker. Vay Yishleimar Benichusa Vibrachosa Chavitalei. Afal Pishu Nemon. Hilku, lefi shechoshen al znus, v'omar Rav Nachman Neman, v'loy pirish lal koisei, u'mishani mehemenu mazbinale. What's the other pshat? Other way to read it? Rav Nachman said, bring out the whip. So Gemara says, bring out the whip. He's Neman. Rabbi Nachman Neman. And he never told us Neman or Malka. We had Rabbi Nachman before. Rabbi Nachman said that Tiknu and Yisrael, hey, Mame Mamre. He didn't say Neman Vitilka, Neman again Malkus. Why is he saying Malkus now? Umeshani Mehenu Mazbinalei. Rabbi Nachman Nari Malkus. The Gemara just says, we didn't discuss Malkus, we're discussing Ksuba, discussing Yisraeter. All right. So again, the conclusion we should come to in the sugya. The conclusion of the sugya would be that according to Rav Nachman, what's pshat in kumash malon? Pshat is the person says Pesach Pesuach. We assume that he was nichshal. Right? We assume he was nichshal, and he'll win the Ksuba case, and it's them and Israel. Right? And he gets Malkus. And according to Rav Achoy, the end of the sugya was Kumash Malon, that if we have reason to believe that he's a Boki, we don't assume he was fooling around, if he was married before. All right? Then he's Nemonis. But some, if he's never was married before, we would not assume that he was nechshal, and we would not assume that he's, and we would have to assume he does not know what he's talking about. Correct? That's when Tosfa says in Dibra Maschel Oyle Mesa Leksuva, Mashma Yibola Bezina Yineman Lafsida, Avavisha Lo Yisrael Lo Vahir Yineman, and Tosfa says, what happened to Svek Sveika? That maybe he doesn't know what he's talking about, right? Difficult Tosfos. So it could be a Tosfos is actually the difference between the Tosfos, but it could be that he was going according to the Mamash and Maskon of the Sugya. That according to Tosfos, certainly according to Gamliel, in a case where a person comes to Bezin, as Pesach Pesuach, a guy comes to Bezin, says Pesach Pesuach, and he is a Bocher. So, Rav Nachman would say, according to Rav Achai, throw him out, dismiss him. Rav Gamliel would say, throw him out, dismiss him. Right? He's looking at the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah quotes these shitas in Samachat. Look at the Tosas Rid. Who does the coming of Leo? Only Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. Only Shemay Tisa. Em Shalachom Moshul Modar V'Doyme. Lodem Shemhalach Vishen Loylo Afelo. Hita Motzei Pesuach Loy Hita Motzei No. Perish Begiel Le Pesach Beisu Yasogur V'Yesh Boya Ma'akve Miliftoya. That there's something that's stopping it from opening up. U'Keshematun Oysel Etzdodin Niftach. And when you push it to one side, so then the door opens up. So they'll ask me that Gamliel apparently was makel for this person, and how could he be makel? What's the upshot of the sugya? What's the maskana? What Tosfos Rid's Malach? It's quiet. What Tosfos Rid's Malach?
The guy looks like he knows what he's talking about, so then we have some problems. But if it's...
But if what?
It says the guy didn't respond.
So what is... How are we making the sugi until now? What's that?
It didn't seem like from the sugya is dependent on his response.
Right, that's what he's saying.
If the guy's a taina, so then
says,
if the guy's a taina, until now.
Yeah.
If the guy's a taina, so then we look at if he's bachar or nosui.
Right.
Now it seems like also depends on how he.
I will came into shosik. Here gives him a little me teich dvarov kim is sapkale. Right? So how does Amalil, what's Amalil's bottom line? What would you say?
We'll only say Shabi and Afshay if he has a
penis bar. So it sounds like, if in a Amalil situation he pushed him, and the way that Teshvitz says Pshad, Amalil had a hergish that this guy, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Right? So, then we're going to let it ride to see how he pushed back. If he pushed back and said, I have a tainus bari, I know what I'm talking about, so Will would have followed through with the din of Nehemiah. But since the guy didn't push back, is it maybe right? So, you know what I'm talking about? Could be. Yeah, probably Gamliel, right? So, according to the Rav Gamliel Sugya, according to Jesus Rin, it's just advice how a basin should function. Basin should give a little bit of a push, right? But Rav Gamliel, according to the Tesis Rid, does not upset the sugya in any way. Kamash Falon, that if the guy says that Tain is Bari, then he's Nemel Neshav Vitich Achetich Lisir. But if he doesn't have a Tain is Bari, so then. Then because of a sofek, maybe there's besul, maybe don't besul him. He would drop the case. So according to Gamliel, Gamliel's mahalach is it casts the whole sugya until now with has to be some measure of a tainus bari. All right. But at least the sugya doesn't unravel. According to Rabbi Achoy, we have clarity. Okay, according to Gamliel, nothing's changed. Only thing that's changed at the end of the sugya is Bezin. Be a little bit street smart. Try to figure out what's going on. All right. Next, according to Rabbi Achoy, it's a very significant change. Kamash Malon, that if the guy, if we have reason to believe that you know what he's talking about. So then, he's Nemanus. But according to Rav Achoy, it's an objective criteria. Married or not married. Right? And according to the first version of Rav Nachman, is Kamashmul, and we believe him so well that we assume he's fooling around. So you give him Malchus as well. So far, so good? By the way, what he discussed yesterday explains very well this rush. Asmachu Rabbanon, Asmachta Rabbanon. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says it's a Ksuba Deraisa. So he says Halach Lishmi Sinai, and they were Maspach on a Pasuk. Give another example. So that could be explained very well with what we explained yesterday. Then. Probably the Bocher is also believed. Why? Rav Achi is not coming to say the prayer that we said. Why? Because it's too big a chiddush for a remez. Rav Ach is saying, why did Rav Nachman give a malchus? So Rav Ach says, if he was married, we would not have given malchus. But he's a single guy, so we gave him malchus. Rav Achi is telling us when to give malchus, but in terms of nemanos, we did the sugi well. And according to Rav Achi, they made a takana to give a malchus. Why? Because when it comes to a bocher, like Gimli in a shopper, he could not know what he's talking about so well. Ube Bocher Mistabra Delay Boki Vikala Mechash Delay Lese Kol Chad Vachad Lit Oin Hochi Vafagav Le Gimli Shopper El Damila Vahashta Kaven the Masbirle Kufre Lekola Mechash Delay Milab Di Yoda De Kushta Ko Amar. What's the Ra'ah saying? Turns the Pashas on his head. What did he say? It's a takana. What's a takana? Ben? What's a takana?
It's a filter.
Was that filter? Right? The Ramban Zafkin, same kind of work. And he says, what Rav Nachman was doing, what Rav Achi was doing was, he was being mechazek the takonas chazal. Everybody knows, you go to Beis Din, if you're a bocher, and it's a Pesach Pesuach, you're going to get beaten with a thorny bush, thorny spray. So, if you go, it means you're committed to take Pesach Pesuach. If you got a suffix, you wouldn't say Pesach. Why? I'm going to go, say Pesach, and then they call me Mizana. So before I go to Beis Din, so the Rav Nachman let the word out. He said, I will believe you and beat you at the same time. Right? Why? So the Ra'ah says, that was Machazit, the corner of the Tanor. But the Kanta Namihi, La Subi Le Kufri, Bibocher, Bishum Dai Taina Bimid Le Kimle, Lina Shapir, Ubibocher Misabud Le Boki. If it's a Nosu, he knows what he's talking about. All right, we'll just pass in. Neman Lo Isra Olam, and Hafsu Ksuvosam. But if it's a Bocher, so how do we know what's going on in his mind? So the word gets out, we're going to give him malchus. So he works very hard, he reads a lot, tries to make sure that he knows what he's talking about, and then he comes forward, he gets his malchus, And that becomes the test, the litmus test. That's strange, didn't it? No? Chazal, Red?
How does it work with the Takana to get married
on Wednesday?
We don't think the Takana to be dedicated after
Ikuri Daita.
We think it's dedicated after it'll take a beating.
Yeah. It means that when he's to hits, he's very tensed. And when he cools down, he cools down. Well, that's so hard to understand. He has to, when he's enraged, so then he's willing to come into the basin, even if it means getting beaten.
Ready?
Hold a second. Ika de Amrei, diva bachulei mehemon. Umashma de islu meymar, de levsido ksuvasa itmar. It's also possible that Rav Nachman would say he has enough ne'emonus for shavi nafshe, but not enough most to be mafsid ksu. It's also a possibility. Again, go.
So according to the Ra'a, there's no really the mers chavita, the it's not,
yeah.
There's no chashad. It's just a way to make sure that
so
I
think
he
reads the Gemara very beautiful.
That's really sure.
The Gemara says, what's Rav Nachman doing? Nachman is Bibrachosach Chabutus Lay. So why is he giving him? He says, why is he Neman? So the answer is no. He believes him. He believes him when he gives him a beating. The nemonos comes out of getting beat. My filter. I think he's had a filter. Alright? But again, the chorus, we just explain what is the kamashlon according to the maskonas asugya. So according to the maskonas asugya, this is reflected in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch. Until now, he said two pshatim in the kamashlon. One from the Kamashmalon is that Kamashmalon, that he does know what he's talking about. That was Elozah's Kiddush. Kamashmalon, everybody knows. Next pshat, he does know what he's talking about, but legabe shavi and nafshei, it's enough, and legabe nemo nafshei ksuvos is enough. Alright, the two pshat. So now, end of the sugya. So Rav Nachman says, that according to Arachoy, the Kamashmalon is, if he's a Nosoi, we might have thought that, we could say a little bit different, they could say Kamashmalon, that if he knows what he's talking about, if he's a Nosoi, then he's Nemonis. But if he doesn't know what he's talking about, then he doesn't have Nemonis. Right? That could be Arachoy. And Rabbi Gamliel could be the same thing. Only Rav Gamliel, he doesn't distinguish objectively between Nosi and a Megureshah, he distinguishes between, between a the Chashash, a Hergish, which did the Yonim have? And the first day of Reb Nachman is Kamash Malon L'chayrit means Kamash Malon that we think he's Nechshon. He does know what he's talking about. But L'chayrit, the first day of Reb Nachman, Mustrim Pshat Kamash Malon that he does know what he's talking about. Rav Nachman to the right, so she had Malkus as well. But in the Rishonim, the only one who addresses the apparent inconsistency from the Mishnah, from the Kun of the Mishnah to the Sugya, is the Chayz Nirah. So even though Moshe would say it's a very difficult to prove, to see that consistency, but the Chayz have to say you have to. Something along those lines that he's not Bikuri Das, then he'll. Good. And the Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. The Rambam does not quote this. The Rambam leaves out this. As far as I remember. So double check the law. Good. Any questions or errors? Good.
What's the comma from that? How's it different than just a regular case of like Kiddush Tani case?
The regular case of Kiddush Tani. So Kiddush Tani, in that case, everybody has Nemanos because there is no question whether the person knew what he was talking about. Why would there be a question? So Lechari would say that if he's a Nosoi, so then he does know what he's talking about. So Neman Loisra Olov, right? And the Chiddush of being Mashut Ksuva is that he has Nemanos, Lagavi releasing himself from Achiyav.
In terms of Rebbe Lazar, just in terms of Loisra Olov, so what's the.
Right. The Chiddush is that for Shavi and Nafshei, Chazal, you don't require the same Nemonos, same level of Nemonos. Right? He has, call it 70% Yediyah. So, for Shavi and Nafshei, that works.
Even for a Naso, it's not full of idea.
Why would you have to say that?
If we're talking about a Naso.
Right.
So, we're trying to make a case different in some way from. We have to explain what is like mean that's not accumulating on it.
Right.
So we have to somehow explain what does that mean that it's not Kimla Begave and why and what's the Chiddush of this case as opposed to the case of Kiddush Tani.
So the answer is Kiddush Tani, the guy has Nemanos because he knows what Kiddushin is. Over here, the Kamash Malon is that even that this is something which we have no. We are suspicious. Does he really know what he's talking about? Right. The language of the Rashi is the taina she'ena berura. Person makes a taina which cannot, according to Rashi, cannot be verified, or a person makes a taina which is very difficult to verify. So that creates a reusin as nemanos. That's the sugya of Pesach Musua. So your personal such is a taina built to berura. A person comes to the court and makes a taina which we know he could not know fully. He's very passionate, very committed to it. We have no reason to believe that nosna but ish acher. But at the same time, the best that we can offer him is that he'll have. That his nemonos will work for Shavi and Nafshe. So Kamash Malon person has like Rashi, taina, either a taina zan borer or a taina which cannot be contested. So when I come to Beis Din, normally when I come into Beis Din, so my taina is zechuyas, as we call zechus atviya, because I have a decent nemonos. So over here, the Gemara says there's an even more significant chusat tzvi. But um, But the Gemara is saying a person makes a schus hatfiyah based on a safek. Okay, built in Shema. According to Rashi, it can never be proven. According to other Rishonim, he doesn't have a good yidin. A kamash malon, that this particular takonish, this particular statement of Pesach Pesuach, kamash malon. What's kamash malon? Kamash malon that by a nosi will accept it, but not by a bocher. Kamash malon, we will accept it by a bocher. Kamashman will accept by a bocher because we're going to have a disincentive of kufra, of kufra, of beating with the kufra. Kamashmalan, that we will accept it because shavi nafshach tili service is a low bar of nemonis. No, if we say talking about a nasoi, so then the kamash malon is that we that it's only when we know he's a boki will we make it osir for him, will we be mafsik tshuva osir. So according to Rav Achoy, again, we probably paskin this way because that's the way the Rambam quotes it. There's a tshuva halav. Where is the tshuva halacha lemaisa in Pesach Pesuach? So Rav Waldenberg has in one of the last volumes of the Tzitz Eliezer a situation in, I think, Haifa, where a person made a tain of Pesach Pesuach, and the Beis Din had to evaluate whether they keep the ksuva 200, 100. So then he discusses these sugas halacha l'maisa. So there he discusses this remark. But coming back to your question, according to Rav Achoy, the end of the sugya begins with Malazar. Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. We skipped the Rajbah and the Rosh. But what happens if the woman is argues against? We put that aside right now. So at the end of the Sugya, Pesach Pesuch Matzasi. So according to Rav Yishonami, so that we've seen, it's always a Sufik, they rise. But the according to the end of the Gemara, so when Rav Elazar said Pesach Pesuch was a neman lo isra alav, so now Amavidu bar. So Rav Achoy makes a very significant akim to the end that the neman lo isra, that the kamash blon is because he's married, he has good ideas. What's the chiddush? According to Machoy, what was the chiddush of Kiddush Tanit? That's your kasha. Good. We already know if he is a tainus borer, right? So it's conceivable. I can't say what's written there. I don't know. I didn't see any of the Rishonim who asked that kasha. But Lania's daiti. The answer is the following. Once you learn from Gamliel, so then the Gemara says that there is no such thing as Bekiyas in this situation. Because how does a person know that he wasn't Mata? Right? Or how do you know that he wasn't... we have to be Choshish, maybe he was Mata the Mezid. So, L'chaira, we have to say that according to Rachoy, Kamash Malon, that even though there's room to be Matal Safik, Kiddushtani can't be Matal Safik. Any observable phenomena, he can only be Matal Safik, he didn't see it, he knew what he was doing, it's an observable phenomena. But here I have something that's not observable. So So Gamliel said, I can always be malas sofik. So according to Tosfos Rid, he was waiting for pushback, and there's no. But you don't have to say that. You could say that according to Machai, Kamash Malon, even though it's still a taina, that it's still a taina that's not borer. You have Rashi's lashon. It's a taina which can never be verified. Kinishtani is a verifiable taina. Here's not a verifiable taina. So Afal Pikein, he'll still have nemonis, right? You know, what Yos is asking is that the Gemara said of Elazar's chiddush is going to be by a taina that's not borer, as opposed to kinishtani. So if we say that we're only going to give them monos to a noshi, does that mean it's a taina borer? So the answer, no. It does not mean a taina borer, because Rashi's lashon was that since it's a taina she'i eshal levarer, that's going to be, with Hashem, we'll discuss in the sugya of borer v'shema. If a person makes a taina in a situation where the other litigant could not wouldn't know whether to fight or not, to push back or not. So that's still a chiddush in the mishnah, so that's a chiddush in the sugya. Right? Still a taina, either a taina that's not borer or a taina that is impossible to borer. Good? Okay, good, very good. So, going by this, so Mitzvah will have a take-om b'chena that I'll prepare, like take-om chazara, to walk you through the chazara. And then Amir Tashem, at the Nimnu B'gomru, that we're going by to. So that means that Mitzvah Shem, after finals, will begin the sugya of Ger Kotten. Ger Kotten is a very, it's a halacha l'maisa sugya. If a person is adopted, this is the sugya of adoption. It's also halacha l'maisa because the most debated issue in Gerus in Eretz Yisrael, in America also, just is what is the nature of the Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs? And that issue has to be one of the issues that this is one of the sugyas from which we can determine what is the halacha of Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. Good. So Mitzvah will be around, and I'll fix up the Google Docs, so I'll leave before.